Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, crunchy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, crunchy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Give me love, give me love, love. Give me love, give me love.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
I'm already feeling it. Because you love me now, I know I am free. I am free to be me. You are free to be you. We are free to be one with the one consciousness. Sherry Marie, thank you. Thank you for your wonderful, wonderful voice. Oh, my God, when she held that note, I felt chills go through my body. Sherry Marie, you can go to her website. It's Sherry Marie, CHERIMARREE.com. Sherry Marie, because you love me and because I love you, I just want to welcome you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. And yes, I love you. I love you. I thank you for being here, for sharing this moment with me, this moment of transformation. It is. It really is a moment of transformation, and you're being transformed right now just by hearing these words. You are being transformed right now. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website, LifeCoachAde.com, LifeCoachAde.com. And it's time to talk about money, to create more money. But then again, do we create money? Oh, we'll talk about that. Don't go into that yet. Slow down. Life is good. It's getting better. I trust you had a wonderful weekend, and even if you didn't, it's getting better. It's getting better. I had an amazing weekend, an eye-opening weekend, a consciousness-shifting weekend. And there's more. There's more. You know, every moment gives us the opportunity to transform. Every moment provides us with the opportunity to see things differently. Even the things that we're so excited about, so grateful about, upset about, in every moment you get to choose again. You have the opportunity to choose love or choose fear. That's the choice. That's your free will. Your free will to choose. Now we can do what we want with that intellectually and get caught off and pontificate about free will and what it means. But your free will is you have a choice to choose what's best for you. You have the free will to choose what brings you peace. You have the free will to choose what's good for all. And if you don't know what's good for all, you have the free will to choose the highest and the best. Because really, ultimately, the universe has already decided what's good for all. So when you choose that what's the highest and the best, you are in alignment with the good. You are in alignment with God. You are in alignment with the goddess. You are in alignment with love when you choose the highest and best in this moment. A new month, August 1st, 2011. Can you imagine? You know, every day, every moment, we become aware of a new information to get us to shift how we're looking at our lives. And today's no different. We're going to talk more about rethinking money, the spirituality of money. Money, M-O-N-E-Y, my own natural energy yield, money, M-O-N-E-Y, my own natural energy yield. So much. So now, how much energy are you yielding? Chew on that. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Hi, and welcome all of you in the chat room, silent listeners, disguised as guests, Electra, Virtual Office Center, Joyful Tamara, Joy, the comedian. Tamara, when is your next appearance at the Comedy Club? We all got to come. We all will be there. And those who are afraid of getting on the plane will get you there. If we can't drive you there, we'll put you on the World Wide Web. We'll stream it. my own natural energy yield indeed. When you think about that, that money is simply your own natural energy yield. Your own, not what's happening in Congress. Not the fear of, oh, Lord, we're going to default on our loans. So what's going to happen? China's going to repossess America? I mean, come on. Hello? Oh, you wrote a check and it bounced. Okay. Sir, I must warn you, this is going to go on your credit report. Okay. Right now, there's nothing I can do about it. So, thank you for sharing my own natural energy yield. When you realize, recognize, remember that money is energy. It is. It is. It is. Money is energy. And what we have in our bank account or don't have in our bank account, what we have in our purse or not, in our pocket or not, what we have access to is simply what we have allowed for ourselves in this moment. As a matter of fact, I want to blow an idea out of the window. It's coming through right now. If you have no money to your name, like they say, it's not an interpretation, a definition, or a reflection of your self-worth. It's not. I'm sure I've said something like that to you in the past, that, you know, it's all about, well, it's, well, we'll talk about self-worth in a minute. But really, in truth, when you remember who you are, when you remember the identity of this entity called you, the money you have in your account or don't have, the money you have access to or not, is not a reflection of your self-worth. That's a lie. It sounds good. I think this is a continuation of spiritually incorrect. I think this whole show is about that anyway. All the shows on here that I do is about spiritually incorrect. But let's not get caught up in the world. In the world and in the words. Because if you look at your bank account, if you don't have a bank account, if you have a prepaid debit card, whatever you have in there is simply what you have allowed yourself to accept right now. So if you walk into a grocery store and the manager says, go and take everything, whatever you need, because you're so used to taking one card in one basket or putting it on your hand, you go in and just take one card. And you think, okay, well, this is what I need to put tonight or for the week. And the manager says, is this what you need? And you say, yeah. And then another customer got like 10 cards. And you're looking like, wow, what's she going to do with that? Why she need all of that? And she whispers and she says to you, brother man, you know you can get as much as you need, right? Just go in there, fill up as many cards, call family members, come help you. You say, really? And you look at the manager, and the manager says, I tell you, take what you need. The manager of life says you can have what you need. You can. But if you convince yourself that when I go to shop to the grocery store, I just have one card, you know, and that's, well, I don't want to be greedy. I don't want to be selfish. No, 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 no. We got it wrong. Okay. Let's see here. Well, I'm going to try this. Word on the street is, you can't hear me very well. Or maybe I'm chilled. Maybe I'm not. I am today. Let's try this. Let's see what happens here.
Okay. Trustfully, this is much better. Volume-wise, that is. Let a brother know. Holler if you hear me. Stop it. Don't do it. Oh, gosh. Don't get me started, Electra. Holler if you hear a brother. I know that must sound real funny to you guys. I know you say, oh, that's so cute. Trying to sound gangster. Yeah, trying is a key word. I ain't trying to do nothing, shouty. I know who I'm is. Okay. Stop it. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at a on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. It's all over now. That's it. Anyway, announcements. Betty's going to be joining us real soon. Some announcements. Speaking of Betty joining us this Wednesday, first Wednesday of the month, Betty Pegues is going to be here for Spiritual Tag Team with a psychic and a life coach. Well, we assist you to move through the resistance of life and embrace all that is yours, to help you declutter your mind, to help you see clearly, and to embrace all that life is bringing to you. As a matter of fact, you are bringing it to you because you needed those things to help you be stronger, to develop your spiritual muscles. Another announcement here. Well, Electra, do you have your computer? I don't know if you listen on the phone or actually listen on the computer. Do you have your volume up? I think you have your volume down. And you're going to find out. Let me see. Let me put hands on your computer. Let me see. Yeah, I'm getting something about volume. Yeah, you need to work with your vibration. Your volume is low. You need to turn it up. Turn it up. Someone's been playing with your computer. Announcement. The Business of Being Coaching Program webinar. I am so excited to make this announcement. We've been mentioning it. The Business of Being Coaching Program webinar, August 12th, 2011. My dear friend and I, Dr. Stephanie Sears, presenting a webinar on helping, assisting people to do business with the universe, marrying your spiritual values with your business so that your business is an extension of who you are, extension of your values, extension of what you know to be true. That's a free webinar, August 12th. And if you want some more information, I'm going to be giving some more details, but just mark your calendar right now. If you've got some questions, you can send an email to info@thebusinessofbeing.com, info@thebusinessofbeing.com, and just put in the subject box, transform my business now. Well, the Business of Being, this is a webinar. We're going to record it, let me say that, because we're going to be sharing with you what we're going to do, the 10-week coaching program that we're going to be facilitating. So, yeah, we're going to record the webinar, and Tama wants to know if she'll be out of town. Well, if you're out of town, it's going to be on the phone, so you can call in. You know, no need to have her to be sad about that. All is truly well. Okay, let's see. I think I've covered everything. Everybody put your seatbelt on. Lean back, because it's time to let it rip. is already been pouring out. It's already been pouring out. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Question for you. Are you working for money, or is money working for you? You were supposed to think about that. And some of you are like, okay, what's the next thing? No, I want to think about it. Are you working for money, or money working for you?
Well, if you believe that unless you have a job, unless you go to work, you will never make money, you won't have the money you need, you won't have enough, you're working for money. Money is your pimp. But how about, no, don't do that. Stop it. Okay. Think about it. If you are working for money, you are always going to be working. And when you're not, you're fearful because money is going to put you on task. But hey, what's up? Get back to work. But can you imagine if money is working for you? Money will find a way to make sure it delivers. Money, my own natural energy yield. What is your current set point about money? What's your current set vibration about money? See, we're talking about the spirituality of money today. When you understand the spirituality of money, it will change how you look at your life, yourself, who you really are. In the chat room, Luke's Lukinson said, how much money do you need to feel blessed? Well, that's a very good question. Today, we'll put a different spin on that. How about have as much money as you need? How about having money, just having so much money that is overflowing, that you get to give from the overflow and not associate with how much money I need to feel blessed, just remembering that you're already blessed. When you get and remember that we are blessed already, the amount of money you have or don't have doesn't matter. So if you have more money than enough, it just gives you enough. You just provide yourself an opportunity to be a blessing to others. Sometimes we think, you know, we say, oh, well, you only need enough. I just need enough. Money that will bring you happiness. Be quiet. Trust me, money does bring you happiness, especially when you understand the principle, when you understand the spirituality of money, when you remember, when you understand that money is your own natural energy yield, when you are allowing more money to come into your life, more than enough. Yes, I said more than enough. So much so that you can bless other people. Money is the root of all people, some say. But can you imagine the amount of good Oprah is doing with her money? I'm jumping ahead of myself, but I'm not. I'm right where I'm supposed to be. Because intellectually, that question sounds good. How much money do you need to feel blessed? How much car, we don't say this now, how much car do you need to feel happy? How much food in your cabinet do you need to feel happy? But when it comes to money, we have all this mind game that we play, because part of it is because we're afraid of money, because we're afraid we don't understand it, because we have beliefs about money, we have judgments about money, we're afraid of money. So we come up with this, well, I just need just enough that I can be happy. Well, when and how would you know you have enough? How much is enough? Is enough $5,000 a month? $10,000 a month, $1 million a month, $100,000 a month,
for some of us, as we hear this right now, something might be bubbling up in front of you. Who needs $1 million a month? Oh, that's just too much. Well, who said? Ask, and it is given. You can have as far as you can see. Just think about that. Ask and it's given. It never said that when you ask, you'll just be given just enough so there's more to be given for others. Whatever your belief is about money, so be it. But what I encourage you to be with, to sit with, to chew on, to digest today, is to really examine your beliefs about money. Money is energy. Here's a thought. Let's go to this pre-downloaded thought. Where is it? Yeah. If energy cannot be created, and everything is energy, are we really creating anything? Because money is energy, right? And we talk about we're co-creators with the universe. We are creative beings. But if energy cannot be created or destroyed, it can only be transformed, right? If you subscribe to that thought, I do, everything is energy. And energy cannot be created, it cannot be destroyed, and everything is energy, are we really creating anything? I'll let you be with that while we take a quick break. And you know I've got to bring Abraham into this conversation. We're going to take your questions, numbers 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad and we will come to you. You welcome all the guests in the chat room. We welcome you. Thank you for being here. Now, Harley's in the house. Tamara's in the house. Electra, Zula, Zuli. I love that. Zula, Zuli. That sounds like a song. welcome. Celeste is in the house. Donna is in the house. What a brother that. Tanya is in the house. Ah, brothers, they can't handle me. Or maybe they can't handle the sisters, so they're like, oh, we can't go there. He's surrounded by too many sisters. We can't handle it. We get intimidated. Stop it. Oh, Lord, okay. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Oh, Zula Zuli has changed her name, her username. She's transformed. She said, whatever you desire can be your reality. So she transforms, so she can change her name whenever she wants. I heard that. So much to share, so much to embrace. Money, my own natural energy yield. Let's take a break. We will be back with some more with your questions, 347-426-3346. And while we're taking this break, just listen for, ask yourself, what are my beliefs about money? And just let the answer rise up. Let the answers rise up. When the answer rises up, you can get to see where you are. And the quickest way to transform the answers that you might feel is limiting or negative is to embrace it, because now you are aware. And when you are aware of a thought that was once unconscious, you can change it. You can change it. Really, you can.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, we dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
So grateful, so grateful.
grateful for every blessing. Every blessing that's showing up in my world. Are you grateful for every blessing, even if you don't understand it? Even if it doesn't make sense. But you know what? What you call a curse now is simply your perception of it. Because sometimes the curse that you perceive in your life is really a blessing trying to bless you. But you have the wrong glasses on. You aren't seeing clearly. Karen Drucker, grateful, one of the ways of being to attract more energy of love, of abundance, of money, by being grateful for what you have. And even if you have zip in your account, in your purse, in your wallet, if you find a cent, a penny, 1p, whatever, if you find that on the ground, be grateful for that. Then you will multiply. You will multiply so-called little that you have. The story of the loaves and fishes with J.C. He had thousands of folks and didn't have enough food. And people said, well, I got this little bit. I got some fish here. You want some of mine? I got some few loaves here. You want that? He said, yeah, bring it over here. But amazing, we're multiplying what I have. Let me just give thanks to the universe, to God, to love, knowing that there is never lack or limitation in my life. And boy, everybody ate, and there was so much more. Simple demonstration. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Addy on LifeConversationsRadio.com. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website, LifeCoachAddy.com, LifeCoachADE.com. And I am grateful for you, listeners. Aisha is in the house, Exotic Faces. Nahali, Silent Listeners, Tamara, Electra, Zula, Zuli. I think I'm pronouncing that right. But I know who you are anyway. We don't need labels to see one another. I know you because I know myself. Here's things to play around with. To create, when we talk about money being my own natural energy yield, money, M-O-N-E-Y, my own natural energy yield. Play around with being grateful. Play around with the energy of deserving. Play around with the energy of worthiness. Play around with allowing, with joy, with being happy, with being passionate. Play around with the energy of harmony. With the energy of giving and receiving. Play around with the energy of service, of sharing, giving any and every, anything that you have right now. When you align yourself, for some of us, we need to think and feel that we deserve. Some of us need to think and believe that we're worthy enough. But God is. So you can just accept the money. You can just accept the abundance. But we've been conditioned. We've signed agreements with society that, well, no acceptance. There's got to be a reason for me to accept. I can't just accept that. Why would I accept that? Why would I accept compliments? Why would I just take money from a stranger? Why would I can't accept that. Whenever you are not accepting, you're resisting. And whatever you're resisting, it will show up in your vibration, period. Ultimately, we want to get to a place and a space where we accept all that the universe has for us. So if you start with deserving, so be it. But the universe doesn't say, you're not deserving enough. The universe is, it gives of itself. As a matter of fact, the universe is you. It wants to give back to itself. Excuse me. It wants to give back to you. It wants to give back to itself. So it will create experiences and contrasts so that it could reveal itself through you as itself, as abundance, as joy. So times when we're going through those times where things are tough, we don't have money, there's a breakdown in relationship, it's the universe just going to the spiritual gym, building up that inner strength, that spiritual strength, to allow more. People say, well, you know, more money, more problems. Get out of my face. Go sit down somewhere. I don't want to align with your consciousness. Well, wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to be rude. You're in my energy already. So there's a reason I attracted you. Because if I didn't attract you, if I wasn't sending out that vibration, you won't be my vicinity. So now you're telling me more money, more problems. Oh, I need to be with that in myself. Make it less about you. Ah, if I'm in touch with that, well, do I believe that? What's my truth? More money, more problems? The people who are always thinking about money and the people who don't have it. The people that got it, they ain't even thinking about money. They ain't even thinking about money. Yes, I said that. They're not thinking about it. They're thinking of the next project, next way to give, to share, to be of greater good. Reverend Ike always says the worst thing you can do to the poor is to become one of them. The worst thing you can do for the poor is to become one of them. Because when you become, because you see people suffering and in pain, and you say, oh, that's just horrible, that's not good, we got to do something about it. Well, you know, I can't accept my abundance, you know, because I don't want my folks to think I've left them alone, I forgot my roots. That's the worst thing you can do to the poor is become one of them. Be the light, be the reminder that abundance is right here, right now. We just have to accept it, but sometimes we have to start with deserving it. Sometimes we have to start from saying we're worthy to receive it. But the spiritual law is simply about allowing accepting by releasing resistance. It's already available for us. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Let's take a call. Let's do this and let's do that. 678 Atlanta, Georgia, area code. What's your name?
My name is Zula Zule. How are you this afternoon?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
I am very good. Thank you for being there. I got, since Blog Talk screwed up everyone's account with this transfer of listeners to followers and all of that mess, I wound up with you in my queue, just like you were just saying, and there's a purpose for everything. So when the notice came that you were on, Spirit said, okay, you know, this one is a live one, and you really are. I congratulate you. You're a real, real authentic person. And when you look at what's happening all over Blog Talk Radio, that is a rare commodity. So I first of all salute you as a person that is truly in service to the oneness and is conscious of yourself as energy there for other people that don't yet know that they're energy. So that is the beginning. And I wanted to ask you to consider addressing something, because my planetary work has now devolved, so to speak, because no matter how much light you and myself and others like us make available to people, you know, that we can get the hair standing up on the back of their necks and getting them excited, but the real issue is not the new light. The real issue is dismantling the lifelong set of crap that they think is real. So as a life coach, I know that you know the dismantling is important. Can you let the people that already know you know about that? Because all of this light that you're bringing is wonderful. But if people do not begin to understand that they can get excited and then commit to dismantling the otherness, then it really works better.
Yes, I hear you. Thank you, my sister. I appreciate the comment, the compliment, and I love you. And yes, I will definitely speak to that.
Right, I'll listen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You are very welcome. Life is good. It's getting better. I felt the fire. I just felt energy moving through me. So here's the thing. This is what we are moving through and growing through as spiritual beings, enjoying this thing called planet Earth. This incarnation called a physical realm that we, in this moment, are both human and divine. Human and divine. Now, we can say, well, human is this, and if you're in that consciousness, this is what you experience. If you go into your, you know, but if you focus on your divine energy, this is what you're going to experience. So we say, here it is again. Well, if I look at life from just a physical perspective, from a human perspective, this is what my life will turn out to be. However, or I can just look at my life from a spiritual, from a divine perspective. But here's where we mess up. We do the either or. It's not separate. It's you're both human and divine. Just like I am my mother, I am my father. Now, if I have a conversation with someone, if they want to listen to this show right now, and I just start talking to them, and I say, I am my mother, I am my father. Right now, I want to express my mother's self, my father's self. It's kind of like, what are you talking about? We are all that is. So let's speak to those who we see, perceive, don't recognize the light. And coming from that place of the all-seeing eyes, the all-knowing knowingness called God, goodness, love, intelligence, that is expressing as this person that doesn't recognize their light. That's how I see it. For me, I have to go back to that being, that person, that incarnation is experiences itself, herself, himself, as not knowing the light, so that it can express, appreciate the light. Now, what does that mean? Let me break that down a little bit more. Let me just drop it down. Let me drop it like it's on fire, because it is. It is hot. I am. I'm sweating up in here. The truth is, God is the only thing that is happening. God is the only thing that is happening right here, right now, regardless of what's going on in Congress. Ain't nobody coming to repossess America. There's no way a country's going to go to default. America, England, Nigeria, Ghana, whatever. All of those things are just for entertainment purposes only. Oh, last minute they found a deal. It's like a movie. The hero looks like they've been shot or killed. And at the last minute, they rise again. And we all get excited. So all those things are entertainment purposes only. So let's come back to the real entertainment. When you go within, you attain and you entertain. So those that don't get it, because that's how I'm looking at it, they're actually helping me recognize what is real, because I get to see the contrast, and everybody is right where they're supposed to be. There was a time I couldn't even talk about money like this. There was a time I didn't have this knowledge or awareness, and somebody else may have looked at me back then and said, he's so unaware. So what we can do, those of us that are aware, is to be aware that everything is ultimately perfect just as it is. That my light that I recognize is bright enough for it to transform those who are willing, who are available. And people will not shift in consciousness until they are willing, until there's enough resistance. But it's all part of the game. So there's no problem. Actually, there isn't. One life. One life. One life. That life is God. That life is love. That life is life. We are one with life. So those that we perceive not to be in the light, not recognize their light, not shining their light, it's just a different vibration. Here's another example.
Have you ever had an idea of something and you understand it intellectually? You've talked about it, you understand it, but then you experienced it. Mm. There's a difference between knowing something intellectually than experiencing. And these people, which is simply me, which is really God, which is the Spirit. Because here's the thing. Abraham talks about, let me go here. You don't walk into a room and look for a switch that's called, that brings on the darkness. There's always the switch in every house wherever you go. When you turn it on, you turn it on the light. Now, if you want to experience darkness, you switch it off. So those people who are experiencing life right now, maybe their switch is off. It's okay because you can show up in their world and light up their path. And even in their darkness, quote unquote, they begin to see clearly. Life is good, is getting better. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We welcome all of you in the chat room. Silent listeners, we ask, and I want to say, let me just stop for a minute. I was talking to Betty yesterday, and we were looking at the numbers. And the numbers are just rising. More listeners on the archive, more listeners. I mean, this month we did over 10,000 impressions. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Betty disagrees with me on this. But for me, I look at, we're not even doing, well, no, she doesn't disagree. I just said the little that we're doing. And she said, no, we're not doing the little. I'm very twisted. I said, to the little that we're doing and the kind of listeners that we have, it's amazing. But what I really meant was, with what I know is possible to promote, to market, to get the word out about Life Conversations Radio, we haven't even started to scratch. We're just scratching the surface right now. So with what we've got right now, I am so, so grateful. I am so grateful. And there's always an opportunity to be grateful. You know, always an opportunity to be grateful. Zula Zuli said, you know, those of you who host shows on Blog Talk Radio, you know that you get bombarded with so much emails nowadays. But I am grateful that because they made that shift, I get to experience the lovely, I get to experience her light, her love, her desire for people to recognize who and what they are. So Zula Zuli, because your compassion, I want to tell you a little secret. Little secret? I'm going to Jamaica there for a minute. A little secret. I want to tell you a little secret. What I did, when I was getting bombarded, this is for hosts, people who host on Blog Talk Radio. When I was getting bombarded with so much emails, so many coming, just, oh my God, I said, I know what to do. Here's what to do if you haven't done it already. And all the other hosts on Blog Talk Radio, set up another email account. And just update your notifications. Don't clear it. Don't delete it. You want people to know about it. I'm grateful that you found out about this, Zula Zuli. Just create another account, and you get to check it every now and then. You scan it, and if there's nothing that you want to watch, listen to, or whatever, you just delete it. So what I did, I created another email account for that, because we can. We're going to do questions. I have so much I wanted to share about this money energy. It's just moving through me. I'm moving there. I'm doing all this dance here. Y'all should see me. Reality Radio. Ask Life Coach at 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad, and I'm going to go to Embrace, Hold, my co-producer, Betty Pegues, and then we're going to do questions. And Abraham, you know, I guess, you know, when I do my thing, there's not enough time for Abraham, but we'll see what happens. Betty will be, no, don't do Abraham. Betty Pegues, my sister friend, I love you, girlfriend. What's up? What's happening in your world? What are you emanating? What are you vibrating right now?
You know, I'm sitting in this beautiful shop amongst all this beautiful greenery and waterfalls, and I'm just feeling good. You know, it's still new moon energy. Retrograde's about to come up. It's going to be in the sign of Leo. That's part of me, so I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing fabulous.
While you're doing good, let me finish the good news that I was sharing. The numbers increased. What I was going to tell listeners, I just realized, yeah, I took a break, and I remember that I didn't finish that statement. So we want to ask all of you, Betty and I, and all the other that are part of Life Conversations Radio that we don't always see. I don't even see them. I just feel them. We're asking you to spread the word. Continue to spread the word. And we thank all of you that have done so already. Make sure you like this show so that it can be posted on all the social networks and tweet your friends, at least 10 of them. Your friends, your family, your lovers, your haters, your supervisors, your manager, Oprah, everybody. Hey, Louis, hey, tweet them. Tell them about this show. Say, yeah, I ain't got nothing on lifeconversationsradio.com. I said it. I know who I'm is. Yes, do share the show, and thank you. Thank you for all that you do already. And, yeah, come back and listen. So, in that phase of joyfulness, I yield to Betty, whatever is bubbling up for me.
Well, you know, I, other than getting to the questions, which we will get to, I just wanted to make a quick comment. I came in on the very end of the last caller's comment, and I heard your whole comment, and I think I got a little bit of the gist of what you both were trying to say. I want to come at it from a light worker, being a light worker myself, being an intuitive reader. You know, we often forget who's in the driver's seat of our life. And we think it's us, but it's actually our soul. And our soul is merely on this journey of remembering everything. And I tell this to people a lot. We're not on the journey of learning. We're on the journey of remembering. And I had come to the conclusion with the help of my guides and so forth and so on that as a light worker, whoever comes to you, whether they seem not to get it or not, are coming to you for a reason. That soul had brought them to you. And it's not for me to understand why. It's for me to show my light because they're going to get it. I once had a person sit in front of me and look totally dumbfounded by what I was saying, and I just smiled because I continued to let my light shine. And I said, you know, you'll get it. Whether it's now or next year or next month, it's going to come because that's the purpose of you sitting in front of me. So I try to tell the light workers, don't focus or be concerned on this soul's journey, whether they're going to obtain information, get it right, hear it right. Just know they are. Just know who the driver is behind the person who's sitting in front of you, and that it's on a remembering, and that you have a special gift that particular soul came to you and said, I want you to help me remember this special gift. And so I never, ever, no matter who I talk to, if it's the person on the street, if it's the person I happen to see on the bus, if I feel prompted to say something, I know they're going to get it. Even if they give me the blanket Twilight Zone stare, I know that they're going to get it because it is not their ego mind that brought them to me. It was their soul. And so I want to say that because I've never gotten so many hugs and thank yous in anything in my life when I took out of my equation, I hope people get what I'm trying to say. I hope they understand what I'm trying to say.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense, Teddy. It makes a lot of sense. And then what you know, bring up for me is that whole thing when we get so, when we fall in love with ourselves, when we get passionate about what we are creating, our own energy, we would attract those that need, that want some of that to rub off on them. And every connection, every relationship is a divine connection, is a divine relationship. So if they experience us or we experiencing them, we're already changing that reality. I mean, I get it. I so get it.
You know, God does not set out to prove that he's God. God is being God. And by him being God, we're seeing this. We're experiencing this through everything in life. And therefore, a lot of us, particularly those who call themselves light workers, are now experiencing that. You have to be who you are, and that's how people change. You know, we hear these quotes written a million or 1,000 times, and you even have something like it, be the change you want to see in the world. But that's in people, too. So, you know, God don't convince anyone to look at him and understand him before he explains who God is all about. He simply just be it. And he knows you're going to get it, whether it's this lifetime or 20 lifetimes. You're going to get it, but where you need to be at that particular moment.
And you got to know it to be it.
And by how do you know it? You know it by being in a relationship with it, by relating to it, by remembering that everything that you see, that you can touch is in the past, because it's the effect and you are first cause. You can cause your life to be the way you want it to be. Now, if you're not happy about what is in your life, what you've created, what you're allowing right now, change that unhappiness and just drop the UN. Just be happy, because you have the free will to be unhappy, to be happy or unhappy. You can change that right now.
Right
now. If you can't change it by looking at what you've created, think a different thought. Think of something else. Think of your vacation that you went to. Think of a good friend. Think of a lover. Think of the last time, as we were sharing in the group that I was in yesterday. Think of the last time you made love and how good it felt. And feel that energy through your body, and you get transcended. You don't have to worry about everything you're unhappy about, because it is all energy. It is all love. We get, ooh, did you just say that? I did. So, you know,
whatever
rocks
your boat. Way in their minds.
Whatever lights you up. Say that again, babe. What did you say?
I was just saying a joke. You said, think about the last time you made love. I'm like, wow, that might take a little bit.
Okay.
Why
on that note, I'm going to take a okay, well, think of last time you had a good meal. The last time you had something that's,
okay, that's more
so
like
good. Betty, you are a trip. We're going to take a break on that note, and we'll be right back and take a call and then do some questions. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at A on LifeConversationsRadio.com. It's number 347-426. Oh, 3346. You're a trip.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I'm still laughing at that. Betty, you're not. I'm only trying to help y'all out, but, you know, if I'm bringing up issues and resistance, I apologize, okay? But if it's been that long, go do something about it. If you can't do anything about it, what's stopping you? Yes. Get a friend with benefit. Let me take a call. Before I go a different direction with this conversation, Celeste, what say you?
Let me make this quick so you can do your question. I actually shared your money breakdown today. I got a gift. I have a friend. I walk while I listen to your show. I'll walk, or sometimes I'll lie on the ground under a tree. Yes, I love where I work. Anything I want, I can get real quick, including beautiful nature. So with that said, I have a friend named Robert, and I was walking, and I asked how he was doing, and he started talking about money. You know, he said that his weekend could have been better, but he was working this weekend. And I said, so you working for money, or is money working for you? Repeating exactly what you just said. And then he dropped something on me about, you know, he went into, you know, I can't believe, you know, we were having this conversation about the fault when there are all these grants out there. And I went,
what?
All these grants out there, just
okay.
People
right. Mm-hmm.
Just to sit down and get money, just doing what they want to do. And I went, hey, I have a friend who used to do that. I hadn't thought about that in so long. Just being herself. She was a writer. this woman would travel all over the country, and then I'm hearing zing, 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 Celeste, hello. But then I gave him a gift, and I said, well, have you ever heard of money broken down this way? And he goes, what? My own natural energy yield. We high five. He'll probably be calling in. So this information has shifted into money for anybody who's listening. Look up those grants. If you've got something that you have a passion to do, there is money out there waiting for you, and I'm definitely going to tap in. So I wanted to share that.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste, for all you do, for sharing and yielding your energy to bring you so much more. I appreciate you, my sister. Thank you, Celeste.
Thank you.
Life is good. It's getting better. Life is good. It's getting better. And I just had a thought. Oh, here's the thing. Whenever you have a dream, a passion, a desire to do something, do not block that blessing by thinking, how am I going to make money doing this? The how is none of your business. All you got to do, all you got to know is the what. And if you think there isn't enough money, you won't find it. If you're going out into your car and you can't find your keys, you know it's in the house. If you think you've lost it, you won't find it until you change your mind about it. Let's do some questions. Let's take some questions. Betty Piggies, yes. Let's do this. Time is doing what time does. It disappears. It's not even an issue when we're having fun. We're ready for you, my sister.
You ready for the first one?
Let's do it.
Okay. This question is from Stacy from California. And she writes, Life Coach Ade, thank you for taking my question. Here's my situation. 2 years ago, I left a corporate job because it wasn't serving me and the life I wanted to now live. Since then, I came to the realization that my marriage was over as well. The thing that became clear during all of this, is my desire to become an artist and a deep feeling to write. I feel inspired to do both without any inkling as to how to start. Any advice you can give me will be greatly appreciated. Thank you, Stacy from California.
Okay, well, you know how to start. You got a desire. Desire is of the Father. The desire comes from within. It is your soul seeking to express itself. So here's the thing. You said we're an artist, and you want to express more of who you are. And if you want to express the artist within you and a deep feeling, a desire to write. To start the process, that's enough, a deep feeling to write. That feeling will lead you. So what can you do? Here's a simple practical approach. Do you want to write? Get a pen and paper. Write. I don't know what to write about. That's fine. Or sit in front of a computer. If you don't know what to write, just take a thought. Here's an example. You say you don't know where to start. Just say, type on the computer, write on a piece of paper. What do you do when you're stuck? When you don't know where to go, who to talk to. It's right there. And just sit with it and write whatever comes up. Don't think, oh, well, is it going to be an article? Is it going to go in a book? Don't do that. That's the place to start. You never know what will come through you. So you're ending corporate work, your relationship, everything is shifting and changing. You're already going through a change. If you have a desire to be an artist, I guess paint or whatever it is, sing. Read about it, Google, go online, but understand that, woo, I love this, understand that simply, just by simply recognizing the desire, being able to be, being aware of the feeling is letting you know it is done. So don't allow yourself to buy into, I don't know how to start. You already started. It has already started. Get in front of a computer, write things, write your favorite story. Read an article and write your twist on it. Watch a movie and write what you thought about the movie, what came up for you, and just let it flow. And if you're still in your head, sometimes you just need to be still. And ask Spirit, God, the universe, to write through you. Man, I tell you, times when I sit in their space and I just allow what I want to say to be written through me, I read what is written, and I find myself saying, wow,
I remember I had this experience. I looked in my, I'm always writing something. And I had this computer, old computer, and I went into a folder, and I was reading something. And I said, wow. I felt like I wrote it, but my mind was saying, no, maybe someone else did. And so from there, I just know always to put a date and my name on things that I write. Because when we surrender, when we accept, when we surrender, when we yield, because surrender is not giving up. Surrender is yielding to the greater good. Surrender is yielding to your soul. So if you have the desire, the deep feeling to do this, don't talk about, just delete that out of your system. Just delete, I don't have an inkling where to start. Google it. Go to a creative workshop. Go to a writer's workshop. Let it be, let it flow. But please don't ask yourself. Don't mess around and say, how am I going to make money doing this? Because the minute you do that, you'll kill it. You will kill that idea because the how is none of your business. And the quality of your life, the quality of your work is based on the questions that you ask yourself. If you say, how am I going to make money doing this? Your brain does what it does and try and figure out how. And then you will say, well, I don't know if that's going to work. But when you know the what and you get passionate about the what, now how can I express more of this? What would it take for me? What would it take for me to just write? What would it be like to just write every day? And the universe would just create that. Your brain will find answers for you. Wow, let me just imagine what it's like to paint, to sing, to draw, to inspire, to go on the stage. Ooh, where would I find places who are open to this? And the universe would just lead you through your mind, through your brain. You want to check out a movie called Limitless. Limitless. We are that. And we are limitless without a medication. We are limitless without side effects. But the thing is, because we experience and we get caught up sometimes in this physical realm, we become afraid of our own power, of our own light. You are powerful beyond measure. Let it happen. Sit in front of the computer. Get a pen and paper. Let it write through you. Let it, God itself, write through you. Let your soul write through you. Let your spirit write through you. It is already done. All you've got to do is say yes and not try and figure it out. Then we've got time for another question. What do you think, Betty? We've got time for another question? Yeah, we do.
I think we have time for another question.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
And this question is from Jason from Arizona. He writes, Life Coach Ade, my question for you is, how do you create self-esteem? Do you believe in the phrase, fake it till you make it? I have tried it, but it's difficult to do when your self-esteem is so low. My friends tell me that I'm always putting my accomplishments and self down. I've come from parents who always pushed their kids to strive for greatness, as they have. I guess this is my problem, trying to figure out what greatness is and trying to achieve it. No matter what I do for them, it's not good enough, and this has caused my self-esteem issues. I don't know how to raise it unless I, too, achieve greatness. I know I'm looking at this wrong, and I'm hoping you can tell me how. Thank you, Jason from Arizona.
You're very welcome, Jason. Yeah, I can tell you how, actually. I'm bubbling up with answers. It's coming. I can feel it. Well, first of all, you said what your friends gave you the gift. Your friends answer it. You've got some good friends. You said something about, you know, you put your accomplishments down. If you do not value your own creation, you would not understand who you are. If you don't appreciate what you're putting out there and seeing what you created as great, you will not know what greatness is. Now, your parents, you said nothing is good. Nothing is good enough. You're trying to, whatever. You're trying to, what's the thing saying? No matter what you do, it's not enough. Yes, when we allow ourselves to believe that what we do is not enough and we don't define what enough is, if you don't define what enough is, you will never know when it's enough. So you talk about self-esteem, your own self-appreciation. your own view of yourself, your own esteem. You say, how much am I worth? So self-esteem is simply looking at what you created and saying, wow, this is very good. Greatness. What is greatness? Do you want to look in a dictionary and find out what greatness is? Try that. But no, now, give me that dictionary and burn it up. Close your eyes. Take a breath. What is greatness to you? Don't tell me you don't know. Just listen. What is greatness to you? When you come up with what greatness is for you, you will know greatness. When you know greatness, you will see the greatness in your accomplishment. You add something about fake it till you make it. Yeah, you can fake it till you make it. And you can faith it till you make it. F-A-I-T-H. So it's your choice. Your mind, your brain is not saying, I don't know if he's faking it. I don't know if he's faithing it. There's a saying, the subconscious mind cannot take a joke. The subconscious mind doesn't know a joke. So whatever you joke about, your subconscious mind thinks is real. So when you say that, well, you've tried it, but it's difficult to do it. No, if you're faking something, you're faking it. Actors do it. Actors, they'll take us to an emotional place because they decide, they have let go every thought. They become the character. So much so that we find it hard to see them separated from the role they're playing. So, yeah, you can fake it till you make it, or you can faith it till you make it. And in faith in it, you realize you are greatness. You are that sperm that succeeded out of so many. That greatness is your divine inheritance. It's your divine right. You are simply great without even creating anything more. You are simply great simply by being who you are. Can you see your own greatness even though you have convinced yourself that you have low self-esteem? Can you see your greatness in that? If you can see your greatness in that, fine, that's a good place to start. Do some forgiveness work. Do some forgiveness work. Release your parents. Sell their business. You franchise your parents and it's not beginning profit. Sell it. Shut it down. Just let it go. Give it away. Somebody will be happy to take it. Somebody will be happy to feel less bad. And start your own business of being yourself. You can choose to experience yourself as someone who has high self-esteem, self-esteem, someone who is successful, someone who is great. But you got to do the work. So if you want to go the route of faking it till you make it, well, fake it to start off and then get in the flow of it so that it's real to you. So that it is real to you. Because sometimes when we say we're faking something, it's really real. Oh, you know, I'm just playing. I didn't mean that. Oh, I was drunk. That's why I said that. People that say things in jest, many a truth are spoken in jest. People who are drunk, they say things they've always wanted to say. But the alcohol moved out there. The logic mind went out the window, so you were tapping into their conscious mind. So when you fake something, when you fake, it's your reality. You have to play games on yourself sometimes. So when an actor can take you somewhere emotionally, when a singer can take you to a place of tears or happiness of joy because they connect with that truth of themselves, they can say, well, it's not my story. It's, somebody else wrote it. And they're a great writer. The only reason they can take you where they took you is because they recognize that in themselves. Don't blame your parents. They only did the best they knew. They wanted you to remember your greatness. It came across as pushing you to strive for greatness. And that doesn't have to be a problem. But maybe they didn't even understand. They didn't have a clear definition of what greatness meant. And now you franchising that. So now you can say, well, okay, because what you consider to be greatness is different from what your parents consider to be greatness. And you probably never sat down with your parents and understand what greatness means to them. So we have this nebulous idea of what greatness is, but nobody ever sat down and talked about what greatness is. Enough. What is enough? God is enough. And when you know God is enough, there's so much more. God is abundance. Take time to be still and release your parents. They did their best, you know? And God help you, you're going to be a parent one day. And no matter how spiritual aligned you become, your parents are going to your children are going to blame you for something. That's just the way it is, you know, until they're ready to release the blame and embrace who they are and say, that was a perfect experience. That's just what I needed. It was a co-creative experience. Life is good. It's getting better. I thank you all for tuning in, for listening. I may have some time to play this Abraham. Yeah, I do, actually. Let me wrap up the show right now. Oops, no, don't do that. Don't wrap it up. Release it. Release it. Don't wrap it up. Oh, I don't know. I don't have enough time, though. The clip is about 10 minutes in. We got about, about 6 minutes left. I don't want to do that to you. But it's so yummy. I just want to play it. But you know, you got it. It's all been said. It's enough. It's enough. Change your belief. Change your idea. Because your old belief right now is creating your situation around money. So change it. Change it right now because you can. Free will. You can choose love or fear. Change it right now. You can. Even if outward circumstances is telling you something else, change it. Look at what you're looking at. Get your bank statement. Think of your bills. Think about it. But know that in spite of that, you are abundant. Faith it till you make it. If you want to fake it, you can do that. Go forth and give of yourself. And when you notice that when you go shopping, when you go grocery shopping, whatever you're buying and you're making your decision based on the money you have or don't have, don't beat yourself up. It's already hard enough to resist the abundance. So don't beat yourself up. I find myself doing that sometimes. Ooh, I don't know if I want to go past my budget. And stop it. Just release and let go. It's a process. It's a journey. We are all right where we need to be. There are no mistakes in God. There are no mistakes in God. So as I said earlier, we're human and divine, but we must remember our true identity, that this human incarnation is just for entertainment purposes only. We were never born, we will never die. And if you die with no money, it's okay. Your soul ain't tripping. Your soul is like, oh, that was a joyful life. Let me go forth and create some more. If you die with more money than you can count, than you can have accounters for, your soul will still dance. Now, if you're looking at your life from just the view of the effect and cause yourself to be miserable, don't do that. It's hard. And that's why when we don't have any money, when we are feeling bad, when we're regretting, when we're judging, when we're criticizing, it doesn't feel good because God, as you, your inner being, is saying, no, I'm not going to agree with you on that. You're alone. You're feeling separate. I'm going to leave you over there. I'm going to leave you on your own to deal with that ego consciousness. Ego believes it's separate. Ego wants to protect you, but ego doesn't have the big picture. Your ego is your belief system, and when you change your belief system, you get to experience something new. Well, that's the beginning of tomorrow's show, but we won't talk about that today. Peace begins at the end of ego. We'll talk about that tomorrow, how you can embrace your ego. And your ego will just yield to the greater good. It can, it will, when you understand. It all fades into God. Wherever you are, God is. And on that note, thank you, beautiful people. Those of you listening on the archive, listen to the show live, thank you, thank you, thank you. Those of you sharing the show, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you. We thank God for you. You know, it's okay. Wherever you are, all is well. Faith that all is well. Faith that all is well. And step away from all those debates that's happening in the world. The killing and the shooting, just so that you can get clear about what's true for you. Be still.
be grateful, and be love, and make sure you be loved. Because when you are loved, beloved, you will know what love is. You know? You got to give, and you got to receive. If you just stay in the mindset of giving, it's nice to know what it tastes like, what it feels like.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. See you tomorrow. Ricky Byers Beckwith. Get all faith into God. If you want to find out more about Ricky Byers Beckwith, you can go to where? Where are they going? WeLetItBe.com, WeLetItBe.com. It all fades into God. Everything that you're growing through and going through fades into God. God is the only thing happening. God is the only reality. Let that be your affirmation. Peace and blessings. All is well.
We seem to fail in Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To